Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. State officials say Minnesotans quickly embraced the new paid leave program. More than 100,000 people have applied since applications opened in January, with medical and bonding leave making up the majority of the claims. Deed Deputy Commissioner Evan Rose says applications poured in immediately after the program launched.
We had over 15,000 applications in the first 2 weeks, which really shows the strong demand and clear need for the program. What you can really see, though, as you look through the subsequent months, is that we've really leveled off, and that's what we've expected.
Since launching, the state says Minnesota's paid leave program has distributed nearly $600 million in benefits to eligible workers. The National Weather Service has confirmed a tornado struck the Floyd Lake area north of Detroit Lakes Monday night. Becker County Sheriff Todd Glander says the damage is widespread.
In my career, yes, I believe this is one of the biggest. When you drive down, for example, Oakland Beach, and you see roofs off of houses and buildings tipped over, honestly, people just standing there in awe, not knowing really what had just happened. It's very emotional.
National Weather Service crews are surveying the damage to determine the tornado's strength. A new report says the Trump administration's pause on new onshore wind projects could put thousands of Minnesota jobs and billions of dollars in investment at risk. The analysis from North Star Policy Action estimates four stalled wind projects could delay 1,200 construction jobs and $1.6 billion in capital investment. The report says the projects would generate enough electricity to power more than 335,000 homes. It blames a federal slowdown in national security reviews for the delays. And faith leaders from across Minnesota were at the state capitol today letting their voices be heard that everyone's right to vote must be protected. Minister Janae Bates Amari from Isaiah has this message for citizens who are concerned about the upcoming elections.
You're going to hear a whole lot of things, frankly, that probably aren't true, that are set up to scare you, that are set up to make you afraid to go and exercise your right. Frankly, if anything, that should inspire you to know your vote has a whole lot of power if they're fighting so hard to try to take it from you.
In other headlines, the DNR is encouraging residents to report turkey and pheasant sightings through the end of August. Game bird consultant Roy Churchwell says even casual sightings can be useful.
We use this data to look at, it gives us an index of both wild turkey production and nest success, and also gives us an idea of poult survival. So kind of those three things.
Participants can submit information online at the DNR's website. Authorities are investigating a fire that destroyed a camper and a home in Meeker County Monday afternoon. Deputies were called to a property near Forest Lake just after 4 p.m. where they found a camper fully engulfed in flames. Investigators say the fire quickly spread to a nearby house and a propane tank likely exploded as the blaze intensified. No injuries were reported. And a Milan woman was killed and six others were injured in a two-vehicle crash Monday in Chippewa County. State Patrol says a pickup and SUV collided at an intersection south of Milan. Five children in the SUV suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Investigators say at least three people were not wearing seatbelts. This is MNN.